Is trust earned or given? Either way, effective leaders know that they can't trust everyone, but they cannot distrust everyone either. Hi, I'm Freddy Guevara, and welcome to a new episode of the Build and Battle Leadership Podcast. So, effective leaders can't trust everyone, and they can't distrust everyone. So what they have to do in your personal and professional life, what can you do? What it can suggest is that, as in everything in life, we have levels. In the same way, we have levels of trust, because we know that we cannot distrust everyone, because we couldn't live like that. However, there are different levels of trust. You have to define clearly who is who in your world, in your personal and professional world. And you have to assign different levels of trust, because it's not the same to trust a friend or to trust a person that you don't know, or to trust somebody from your family. So there are different levels of trust. When you have different levels of trust, you set real expectations from everyone or for everyone. So you know exactly what to expect from each person, even if you expect nothing from everybody. But it's very important that you cannot trust the same level to everyone, because you're going to be deceived. You're going to be betrayed. So in order to avoid that, you have to work on yourself, know everybody around you, and assign different levels of trust to people. In other words, you can't trust everyone, and you can't distrust everyone. But you assign a level of trust to every person around you. Now, you are in the situation that you want to generate trust so others can trust you. What can you do? You have to align three things so you can generate trust in others. Number one, what you say. Number two, what you do. And number three, your image. You have to align these three variables. What you say has to reflect what you do, and both what you say and what you do has to reflect your own image. Remember, if you say something but you do a different thing, you are not trusted. You are not a person that everyone can trust in you. So it's better, if you want to generate trust in others, trust in your clients, in your families, and the people around you, you have to do what you say and say what you have to do. And both saying and doing has to unify in your own image. That's the way you generate trust in your personal and professional lives. Remember, the trust is a firm belief of the reliability of the truth of strength of someone or something. So the only way that you can generate trust is in what you do, what you say, say what you do, and strengthen your image. Remember, not everyone deserves to be trusted. That's the reality of our lives. That's the reality of the world. You can't trust everyone. But we know that you can't distrust everyone. So, number one, remember, let's summarize this. Let's have different levels of trust for everyone around us. And number two, now you know how to generate trust. Align what you say with what you do and with your image. As a final point, as hard as it sounds, but not everybody deserves to be trusted. I hope you like this episode, and if you like it, share it with others, leave your comments, and until the next time, build and battle.